Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, national news, at least the national writers were all over this. Before game time, Kevin Colbert, this could be it, people are learning. At least that was the reports. Now it'll go back and forth until, and Kevin won't talk, and that's the smart move. And he doesn't during the season, and I kind of like that. I think it's great. You say, hey, how's things going? Things are going good. What do you think about the Penguins? You know, he's just
right. You see him on the concourse at the arena.
First thing he would say if we saw him today, what do you guys think about Malkin?
Right. What about
back?
This power play coming back? I mean, you think they'll be okay?
How about Rodriguez?
But what about his job, though? You know, let's say that this is all Jim. First of all, do you believe that this is Kevin Colbert's last year? As being reported by some national media members?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't. You think of all, I mean, he's about that age. Mm-hmm. And he's had a, you know, he's had a great career as a Steelers general manager. And at some point, you know, maybe it coincides with Ben. And, you know, but I understand the need to, he said all along, he goes, he doesn't want to leave the team in a bad spot. And I guess, this season's been so weird because a lot of times it's looked like, man, this team sucks.
Well, let me ask you guys, how do you think this affects their view of the quarterback position in particular?
I think it doesn't. I think he consults with the next general manager in terms of drafting the quarterback, but he doesn't have the say that he would have otherwise. I think he helps them through the process. Look, I think the next general manager, they're silly if they don't hire Brandon Hunt. I think it's absolutely ridiculous if they don't.
I can't see that not happening. You know, and I wouldn't you think that Kevin will be around, right? He'll have an office someplace.
Yeah, Ed brought that up earlier.
And he'll be like a legend in residence, kind of like Mitch is, mm-hmm. John Mitchell, mm-hmm. as a coach. I don't even know what Mitch's title is, but he's there. He's Mitch. Well,
because I talked with Pony last night. We were on the showdown, and he said, of course, Pony always wants to see major moves at the quarterback position, that he can't imagine, knowing that Kevin wanted to go out leaving them what he felt like was set at the quarterback position,
okay,
and that he didn't want to leave before that took place, that indicates they're likely to make a move at quarterback that gives them a little bit more certainty this offseason, because then Kevin Colbert's going to ride off into the sunset
after
the draft.
What if the guy ends up stinking? Does he want tied to that?
I don't know.
Is his going away present?
But Kevin famously said we had a first-round grade on Mason Rudolph. Right, he said that right away.
Right, and that's my argument is Mason Rudolph's the starter week one this fall. Like that's the way Kevin has set it up, and that's the way I think Kevin will want it to be. And again, if he leaves before the season starts, you know, leave sometime right after the draft, and Brandon Hunt takes over or whoever it may be, then I believe he'll tell that person, because I don't think they're going to hire someone in from the outside. It'll be someone from in that building. He'll tell that person, hey, this is the plan we've talked about for the last couple of years, right? And that person, Brandon Hunt, will go, yeah, this is the plan we talked about for the last couple of years. And that in and of itself is Kevin Colbert setting up the quarterback position to go forward for at least one more year.
I think that at this point, Omar Khan has played himself into someone who is as Ed pointed out, edging toward being the president of a team and not a general manager. He's kind of out of that role, at least for me.
Well, they've even before Kevin, it was Tom Donahoe.
Right.
And I know that the title is different, director of football operations, but it's been a scouting guy. It's been a personnel guy. And I still think that there's a divide between what Omar does with the salary cap and all the financial ramifications and the personnel people. And I think that's why I think Brandon Hunt will get
I think it should be Brandon Hunt. I bet Dan Morgan gets an interview, though, who is the assistant general. You remember Dan Morgan, the football player. It's him. He's the assistant general manager in Carolina, and a lot of people look at as a rising star in this business, that I think that he will be somebody that gets serious consideration and should. But if they want to keep it to, I've always said, as they move forward after Kevin Colbert, the best thing would be a triumvirate of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Hunt as the general manager, yes, and the ultimate guy that is the GM, like the old school kind of GM.
The old school personnel guy.
Personnel guy that the consults scout. With Tom. Yes, yeah. That scouts. Yeah. It's the college scout that goes on the road that does all of that. That consults with Mike Tomlin, who has a lot of power in terms of what's going on personnel-wise.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that makes the money happen and the guy that makes the business decisions, Omar Khan.
Omar.
And Danny Rooney will continue to have a bigger role with this organization. I think that that'll happen.
That's another thing to not forget.
Correct.
At least
he won't be the GM, but I think he will grow some within this organization over the next 3-4
yeah.
years.
I mean, at least immediately, you can – look, Omar's already a VP technically.
Right.
Okay, VP of Football and Business Administration. Kevin is the other VP and general manager.
Yeah.
You can make Brandon just GM, right? You elevate Brandon Hunt to GM. And Omar remains vice president of football and business administration, maybe with a little bit of a raise too, to keep other vultures from trying to swoop in and say, hey, Omar, they didn't take you seriously for the job. They just gave it to the scout.
Right. Look. Like Omar and Brandon Hunt don't do the same things.
No.
And that's why I don't think they should be considered for the same job. Brandon Hunt does what Kevin Colbert does. Omar Khan doesn't.
I think if you're in an organization with a very strong lead scout, right, or somebody who is almost a GM as one of your head scouts, you can bring in an Omar to be your GM as the capologist, right, as the money guy, the finance guy, while your lead scout is maybe like an AGM type who runs all the personnel things through the money guy. But in this organization, the way things are built, I think it is more of those two working together and figure out the titles and the salary in order to make everybody happy. I think for Brandon, it would probably, and I'm not trying to put words in anybody's mouth because I don't know Brandon, but it would be, hey, I'm a general manager now. You can pay me what you want. I'm the general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers now. For Omar, it's going to be more about, hey, I've been interviewed for other GM jobs. I understand I'm the VP here. But I want something that keeps me from even thinking about other jobs existing at 31 other franchises.
And he's in line for, and I agree with you, and think, what, Kevin's been here for 22 years,
mm-hmm.
and Brandon Hunt's not even 40.
Right, just he'll be 40, right?
I don't know, either be 40 or he was
is
a couple
40.
Years ahead of, yeah, he's probably around 40.
It's another guy that's built to carry you through the long term,
right.
Much like Kevin was.
Yeah.
And as much as the Steeler way is not the way that it is on the football field, there is that Steeler way in the boardroom. I firmly still believe that in how they go about their business, mm-hmm. who they are, how they carry themselves at meetings, just how they are in the football world, in the NFL world. And Brandon has been shown that all the way up. So I do think that that's important to the ownership group, but it's obviously important to Mr. Rooney. And that's why I do think that he should get the job. And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.